You are listening to the Truck Stop Podcast, brought to you by Arrow Cricket.
So, Leighton, what's your peak and pit of the day for today?
Well, we probably have to tell all the listeners what a peak and pit is first.
Yeah, okay.
So, we were out for drinks the other day and one of our friends said, oh, we might tell everybody our peak and pit of the day. What the hell is a peak and pit? So, obviously, your peak is like, you know,
the best part of your day,
and then your pit's the shittest part of your day.
Yeah.
So we thought we might kick this episode off with the peak and pit of the day. So want to go first?
Yeah, sure. So I thought about this earlier, my peak and pit, and my peak was going to be that I cooked really yummy cookies. But you know what? I made a pasta tonight, and I am so proud of it because I'm not a good cook, and my pasta turned out like so I could get a job at a pizza shop. For an Italian place. That's how good my pasta was. I loved it.
The food was good, and guess what?
What?
The chicken was not pink.
No, it wasn't.
Which is great.
So that is my peak of the day. Yep. It was a polo chicken avocado gnocchi pasta. Gnocchi.
Yeah.
Anyways, and my pit of the day today. Oh, it was my day off, so there's not many bad things happen on my day off.
It was a shit day.
Yeah, it was a shit day. It was cold. My pit of the day probably maybe were how shit my cookies looked. They looked a bit deformed.
They do. They taste good.
Yeah, they do taste good, but I wasn't happy with how they look, but they still taste good.
Fair, fair. Right.
What's your peak and pit?
My peak of the day. I don't think my peak of the day has come yet. I think my peak of the day is going to be when I get into bed. And the pit of the day is that I have had a two-day hangover, legit.
Can't hack it anymore.
Nah, done. terrible. But other than that, good day.
Good day?
Just a little bit tired.
Yeah? Yes. How were the kids' placement?
Kids were good. There's like four kids away with COVID, so probably bound to get COVID in the next...
couple of days?
2 days, I think.
Speaking of kids, what are some lies you got told as a kid that you've believed as an adult or growing up?
Put me on the spot. Lies you got told as a kid and you believed until you're an adult.
Yeah.
Or just just lies in general as well.
Just lies. Like, you know, like if you eat your crust, your hair will go curly.
Yeah, right. Well, that was a good one. What about if you eat your carrots, you can see better in the dark? Was that one?
That is one, yeah. Although my auntie always told me, because I was a young girl and I wanted to be
a woman,
she always told me, if you eat your carrots, it'll make your boobs grow. And we used to sit at the dinner table and we used to
smash your carrots.
Yeah, but we used to sing a song and it said, the song went, I must increase my bust by eating all my carrots.
No, you didn't. That is outrageous.
We did.
Oh, my God. Any more? Lies you got told.
I got told so many lies as a kid. And I'm so...
Isn't there one about your dad and his teeth?
Yeah. So I'm so gullible that I believed it. So my dad, he's the biggest jokester ever. So he's told me a few lies. But one day he told me, growing up, he had three sets of teeth. His baby teeth, his adult teeth, and then a third set.
He's got falsies.
Yeah, but I didn't know. Like, I knew that, but I didn't consider that. So one day, I didn't believe it. I was like, as if you had three sets of teeth. And he's like, ask my mum, ask my dentist, I have had three sets of teeth. And one day I was at the osteo and...
This is not long ago.
Yeah, this isn't long ago. Like, this is probably 3 years ago. And somehow we got talking about bones and teeth. And I was like, oh, apparently my dad's had three sets of teeth. Like, have you ever heard of that before? And she's like, no, that's really weird. Are you sure? And I was like, yeah, he said he had three sets of teeth. So like his baby teeth and then his adult teeth and then he got another set. And she's like, wow, that's really weird. Like I've never heard of that. Like I don't think that that's a thing. And now I'm starting to feel like a bit of a dickhead and I'm like, oh my God, is this one of Dad's lies that I've believed?
You stitched me up.
So I went home and I was like, Dad, I just told my osteo that you had three sets of teeth. And he's laughing. And he's like, yeah, I have had. He goes, my baby teeth, my adult teeth, and my falsies.
Oh, my God. So you thought he had four, basically. No.
Well, I just forgot about his false teeth. So I thought he grew three sets of teeth. He also told me another one, and I reckon I was about 18 when I figured out that it wasn't true, and it was about bats, and I was walking down the street, and a bat flew over the top of my head, and Dad said to me, oh, yeah, that'll be because bats follow blonde-haired girls, like they like blonde-haired girls, and I was like, oh, what, really? Like, I was, like, probably about 7 or something at the time when he told me. And then when I was, like, 18, I was, again, walking down the street, and this bat flew over my head. And I said to the person I was with at the time, oh my God, did you know that bats hang around blonde-haired girls? Like, they like blonde-haired girls.
Oh, my God.
And the person I was with at the time just looked at me and they said, Whitney, do you know bats are blind? And I was like, oh, my God, Dad's done it again.
That is bad. That
surely
is really...
Banger's told a few lies in his day to you kids.
He guaranteed he would have, but there was always the one where if you put an ugly face and the wind changed,
you get stuff like that.
I can't remember any other ones.
You got nothing?
No, I'm gonna have to come back. honestly got nothing at all.
I'm gonna have to have some words to Chris, and he tells me lies on a daily basis, I reckon.
Yeah, because you believe them all.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God. Talking about bats, cricket bats.
Yeah.
Bats. Should we do
a bit of business chat?
Bit of business chat.
Yeah, we can do a bit of business chat.
So we've sort of thought we're going to have to talk about business because we always like to touch on it. And we thought, why are we doing this podcast? Like, we've talked about it before, but have things changed since we first started?
Yeah, they definitely have. So obviously we've been a bit delayed in the last couple of podcasts.
Yes.
We've been very busy. We literally just haven't stopped, have we? Like,
no.
We've had so much on. But the podcast is starting to pay off a little bit. So originally we started it to create like more of a, what do we just say, like more.
What do you mean? What are you trying to say? Tell me.
Well, like our cricket, we didn't want the podcast just to be all about the cricket business and all about that, but we wanted it to get out there so that more people get intrigued and it, like, I don't even know, like, brings more, not more business, but more people know about our brand.
So you're basically saying you think we design the podcast that so they know that we're the owners and then they'll know our brand as well.
Yeah, but it's not just all about that. It's a bit of fun, getting to know everyone. You know, people can relate to what we talk about.
Yeah, I think you're right there. People can definitely relate to what we're talking about because we're just the average Joe people, really, aren't we?
Yeah, and it's just navigating our way through it. Like, we actually have never run a business before. So, like...
Just throwing ourselves in the
deep end. Throwing ourselves out there, getting help from you guys. Like, you know, we put questions out there and you answer us. Yeah, it's really helped. And we didn't really think many people would be interested in the podcast, but as I said, we've been a bit delayed and we haven't put one out for the past 2 weeks. And we've had, like, messages saying, where's the next episode? Like, but can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, it's a lot goes into it, doesn't it? Like, I know you're the one that edits it, but, like, the physically sit down, chat for an hour when you're literally, like, so tight for time.
Yeah.
It's hard. Like,
and that's the thing. Like, when we chat, we're cooking dinner or we're, I don't know, packing an order or we're watching a TV show. We're not actually just sitting here having that one-on-one chat.
Yeah.
Like, it's while we're doing background stuff.
It'd be good if you could just wear a mic all day and then just cut and paste whatever you're talking about.
It would be. But the editing takes so long. That's the longest part about it.
Mics. Yeah, I know.
And, yeah, our mics aren't the best. But, anyway, we'll get there.
So the codes have been working through our podcast. So people are obviously listening throughout the podcast. Because I think last two weeks ago, one was right at the end.
Yeah.
So people obviously listened to it right at the end.
And, yeah, a few orders have come through with that discount code. And even Afterpay, a few people have started using Afterpay. And I know we touched on that in another podcast. So I don't know if that kind of made people use it or not. But
well, yeah, we talked about Afterpay not being used.
Now it's starting to get used, which is good. Which was so funny because obviously it'd never been used and how scary was it when it got used?
Well, two people bought something at the start and then...
Used Afterpay.
And then it said, someone's purchased through Afterpay. But then the money wasn't there. So the money like disappeared.
And we were like, oh shit, have we like set this up properly?
Where's the money? She's like, oh, I don't know. I was like, oh, can you find it? And then she's like,
I didn't know the password.
I don't know the password. I've forgotten the password. Like, oh no. So anyway, there's money floating around the air somewhere, but it ended up turning up.
It did. We figured out the password and it said it was processing payment. It can take up to like a week or so. So it did take up to a week and the money finally came in. But anyway, we've got some merch coming in August, hopefully, merch, which is exciting. Yes. We're going to start getting it made. We've had a few people ask about that. Heaps of people want hats, yeah.
Heaps of people want hats.
The amount of time or stubby holders.
Stubby holders, yes. We've had bottle openers.
We did do bottle openers a little while ago, but yeah, we're going to stock up on some merch in August. So
that'd be good. Yeah, we actually had a sale on 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we did. It was like 20% off or something.
We had 20% off, yes. But it was sort of our first pre-season sale we've had, which has been good because we did sell a little bit. And do you think we'll have another one early before cricket season?
We probably will. I actually wouldn't mind doing like a little giveaway on the Instagram.
Yeah, the giveaway would be good. So yeah, if you have any ideas of what we should give away,
yeah,
messages, pop it in.
Everyone's going to message and say give away a cricket bat.
Yeah, let's not worry about the cricket bats. Pads, gloves, thigh pad, stickers.
Yeah, we could do a bit of a combo pack.
But giveaways always do work well. I feel like we get, every time we do a giveaway, we get so many followers, so many comments.
Yeah, and it's good because you literally get something for free. And yeah, we just put it in like a random generator so it picks someone out, like where you don't actually pick the person out. It just randomly generates it and picks the winner for us. So that's good.
That is good. Anything else? Business chat?
Well, we're looking for some women ambassadors at the moment.
Yes, we are looking for women ambassadors. So if you know anyone or you are someone that could be interested, shoot our Arrow Cricket Instagram a message.
Yeah,
and get in touch because, yeah, that's something that we're looking to get into because, we just don't want to be all about, like, you know, ambassadors as men, but women.
Yeah, we want to get some women on board.
Well, yeah, which would be great.
We've already had a few people messages, which is good, but yeah, we're looking to expand into the women's stuff. Speaking of business chat, we might as well do our discount code now. Okay. So today's code is going to be podcast10. So
podcast10.
If you want anything, just jump on our website and put in the code podcast10 at the checkout to get 10% off.
Boom, boom. There we go. Perfect. I thought, I was in the car with you the other day and I thought, this is something we need to talk about on the podcast.
Yep.
And it is road rage. Okay. So I was in the car. So two things reminded me. I was in the car with you and usually you have road rage.
Yep.
And also in the car with Lachlan Hyde. A big shout out to Lachlan Hyde, who does not use road etiquette.
What does he do? Etiquette.
Anyway, you know when you're in a small street and like the car has pulled behind a parked car to let you through?
Yeah.
He doesn't wave at them to say thank you.
What, he just drives straight past?
He just drives straight past him, head down, doesn't do anything.
That's so bad.
And that's like one of my biggest pet hates ever.
Same. I get really shitty if someone doesn't wave to me. Like, I regret letting them go through.
So I've told him that if I'm in the car with him, he has to do that now.
Has he started? No, he just forgets all the time.
He just doesn't do it.
Oh my God.
But I did chat to him the other day and he thought that he does do it, but he definitely doesn't.
Speaking of like road rage and stuff like that, this isn't actually a road rage story, but Leighton and I are obviously from Echuca, but we live in Geelong. So we travel between the two quite a lot because of our family and stuff like that. We started playing this game one trip home where you'd take in turns of waving to the cars coming past you.
You get a point if someone waves.
And obviously, like, no one's going to wave. You're going 100 kilometres an hour and they're just not even looking in your car. But we'd wave and we'd play it, taking turns of playing it.
Hours.
Yeah, for hours. And little did I know, Leighton kept getting waves and he's normally driving. And I was like, what the hell? I told your dad about it and he goes, watch his other hand next time. And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, I bet you he's flashing them.
Yeah, I was.
So, yeah, he's flashing the lights at everyone. He's getting waves and I'm in the passenger seat waving and no one's waving to me.
That's a good game, that, actually.
It is a good game. And car cricket. We've played some
car cricket.
I'm
not good at maths, so.
You were better at it than me, but it was like blue cars, like, what was it, like a four and
red car was out.
Black white car was one run or something.
Yeah, black car was a six, I think. Yeah, something like that. But that's good fun as well.
That
actually.
Is good passes fun. It passes time. The time pretty quick. That, and we always toot the horn at the sheep and watch them run away. That's pretty funny.
Oh my God. Sound like retards.
But road rage is a serious thing. The other day I was driving to work and I was turning right and yep. It was a double turning lane and I was in the left-hand turning lane. So I was in the outer turning lane turning right.
Yep.
And then there was cars in the middle and then the lane next to me was a straight lane. So the light went green and we all started going and me and the two cars turned the corner. And then a car from the left of me from the straight lane also turned the corner and cut me off. If it didn't cut me off, it probably would have gone into the railing of the bridge. I was furious.
What happened? Did you get on the horn?
Yes, I tooted the horn. I was like, what the hell?
You
like,
do have bad, bad road rage.
I do. Nothing's worse than today I went to Kmart at Belmont and people just walk out in front of your car. Like
yeah,
pedestrians.
Yeah, it shits me.
Oh, it really shits me because it's like you could literally hit them. Like if I wasn't looking for some reason and they walked out, I would run
collect
them over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I would be in trouble for that. But they were the ones that walked out in front of my car.
So do you think there should be like a pedestrian walkway in car parks?
Well, there most of them is. Like there is a pedestrian crossing there.
Yeah.
But I think like some car parks are really badly designed where they don't have like a concrete strip in between the parks so that people just walk all over the road.
Yeah.
Like there's not actually a walkway for people to walk around.
Yes, true, true, true.
God, that annoys me.
It does.
Oh, what annoys you when you're driving?
Oh, what annoys me? I don't really get that annoyed. Like nothing really annoys me that much.
Mm.
People that like ride my
yeah, get up
back
your butt.
Of my car. I'm real passive aggressive. I slam my brakes all the time. Or tap them. Tap my brakes.
That happened to me the other week. I was driving home from work and someone was really far up my butt. And I was like, this is so annoying. So I brake checked him. I tapped my brakes. And it was my neighbor.
Oh, they followed you home, didn't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they did. And I was like, oh, shit, they're following me home and they're mad at me. And I pulled up at our house and they pulled up at their
did
house.
Did they say anything?
No, they didn't. But I was like, oh, my God, that's so embarrassing.
Oh, my God. Right. Well, while we're on the topics of, like, getting to know us, because obviously getting to know you and your road rage, I thought we might talk about – so you went overseas for a while, yeah?
Yes, I did.
What did you do?
I did a Kentucky.
You want to talk us through that?
Yeah,
people
it was
love
good.
Hearing about holidays.
Oh, it was so good. I wish I could do it again. I'm getting a bit old though. Soon I won't be allowed. The cutoff's 30 and I'm 27, so I only got a couple more years and we're building a house, so I don't think I'm going to fit it in.
No, that's fair.
But yeah, no, I went to how long was I away for? It was when we just got together.
Ages.
I went to Europe. I
six
was
weeks?
Away for, yeah, six
maybe
weeks.
More? Yeah.
I think I was supposed to be away for eight. But
come home early.
Came home early. There's a story behind that.
There is.
So went to Europe, flew to London, had a week in London on my own. Didn't want to admit that I was jet lagged and I was really like go, go, go and on my own. So I wasn't sharing any experiences with anyone. Didn't consider the time difference. So when I was awake and wanted to talk to people, they
everyone
were
asleep.
Yeah, they were asleep. They're in Australia. It was like a 10-hour difference. And then I was like, oh, well, this is even more lonely because I'm here on my own and I can't even call someone to say, oh my God, like, look at what I've just seen. And, you know, it was pretty shit. So I had to wait up until like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night until someone in Australia was awake and it was like 6 a.m. then for them. So they were tired and still didn't really want to talk.
So, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Keep
yeah,
going.
I had that week on my own and I was jet lagged, the time difference and everything. I loved London, but I hated being there on my own.
London's nice.
Yeah, it was awesome. But I just hated being there on my own. And this is when I realized I obviously hate my own company. I get very bored
bad.
Very
that's
easy.
Bad.
I know. So I was like, oh, booked this 8-week holiday all on my own. And I was like, rang mom in tears. And I was like, I'm going to have to cancel half of my trip. I'm going to have to come home. Like, I'm hating it over here. Like, I'm loving it, but I'm hating it at the same time. Like, it's so lonely. And you can imagine mum, like I'm a 22-year-old girl in London on my own and she's like, oh my God, she's having a fit. She's in Australia. There's nothing she can do.
There's nothing she can
yeah.
do.
Yeah. So I'm stressing her out every day. Every day I'm ringing her upset and emotional because I'm jet lagged and I'm like, I miss Leighton and I miss you guys. I wish someone was here with me. Blah, blah, blah. Mum's like, it's all right, it's all right. We'll cancel your trip. Like, we'll go into the travel agent and we'll see what we can do. So I had two Kentucky's booked back to back.
Yes, but yeah, keep going,
So
sorry.
one was for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
So I had a week in London first, then my 4 week Kentucky, and then I think I had like 3 days break, and then my next Kentucky would have started, which would have been another like 2 weeks or something. So mum managed to get that second Kentucky cancelled, and I flew home after my first Kentucky.
Yes.
But the thing is, once my Kentucky started, no one heard from me. I was having the best time of my life. I made so many friends. I couldn't care about my family back in Australia. I was just living the life. And then, like, I really regret cancelling the second part.
Well, that was my next question. What is your biggest regret?
Probably cancelling the second part of my trip.
And where was the second party trip?
The Greek islands. How good would have that
Yeah, it would have
been?
been nice.
And I was like, I remember I rang Leighton and I was like, look, I've cancelled the Greek islands. Do you promise you'll come back to Europe with me and we'll do it together? And Leighton said yes. And then COVID happened and we never got to go back. So it's on our bucket list.
That is on a bucket list for sure. Absolutely.
What's your biggest regret?
My biggest regret. In life, or what?
Yeah, I guess.
Biggest regret in life. Well, I went overseas as well,
Yeah.
but I went over there and thought I was literally just there for cricket, which I sort
Yeah.
of was,
Yeah.
but I didn't travel. So, well, I did. I travelled within England, but when I was there, I should have made the most of it.
Yeah, because
And
everything's so close.
everything's so close. And then, like, who knows when I'm going to get back?
We will
If
get
we'll get
back. We
back.
will get back.
Yeah, I know,
Not
but no,
if.
true. True. But oh no, I was straight out of high school, so I was a little bit different. It was
Yeah.
like me and my best mate Dill went over. I think we're 18, 19 maybe.
Which is so young. Like, you look at 18-year-olds now, like, that's so young and quite scary. Were you scared or not? Not at all.
Oh, not really. I think once we got there, I hate planes, right? And obviously how far could you go in a plane in
Yeah.
like 24 hours or whatever. So that was, I scared the shit out of me. I didn't want to lose my cricket bats on the plane either.
Of course.
Of course. But oh, it was easy because I had Dill. So we got there and we were so jet lagged for like ages. And it was just like, it was a different, obviously, it was a different world. Like everything looks the same.
Yeah, all the houses do. I remember that. I remember I was so when I landed in London, I was so excited. Mum's like, FaceTime me as soon as you get there so I know you're safe. I'm still in the airport on FaceTime to her. And I'm like so distracted and so like, oh my God, I'm in a different country that I'm like gone the completely wrong way. And I was like, oh shit, Mum, I've got to go because I don't know where I am. I've exited the airport, but I've exited the wrong area or something like that. But got into a taxi or a car, I can't even remember. Someone picked me up from the airport. And driving down the street, all the houses look the exact
Yeah,
same.
yeah.
And I was like, how do you know which one's your house?
I know, it's weird. And they're all the semi-detached houses. So it's like you're in the same house as a random, but there's just a plaster wall there.
Yeah, it's so weird,
It
isn't
is
it?
weird. It is weird. So yeah.
It's so good. I love Italy. I feel like you need to go there. I feel like you'll love that.
Feel like I need to just, yeah, go outside of England.
Yeah.
But that nut. Where did you go? You went to London?
So, yeah, I did like 12 countries or whatever. So, I started off in London. We went to France. We went to a few different
Yep.
places in France. So, we went to Paris, the wine region. I can't remember what it's called. We went to Italy, so Rome, Venice, and Florence. We went to Amsterdam,
Yep. You
Switzerland.
hated Amsterdam though, didn't you?
I liked Amsterdam. So that's where my trip ended. So, as I said, I had a couple of days in between my two trips. So, my first Kentucky ended in Amsterdam, and I loved Amsterdam when I was with everyone. But walking around Amsterdam on your own when my trip had ended as a young girl is actually quite scary
Yeah,
because of the red
right.
light district. A lot of people look at you when you're on your own over there
Yeah, fair.
and they talk in their language while staring you down, so you know they're talking about you and you just wonder what they're saying, and it was quite scary. I found it pretty scary there on my own.
So you wouldn't go there again?
Not on my own, with other people I would, but I
Yep.
actually didn't love it. It was actually really dirty. There was so much like trash just flying around
Like
and
Bali.
Nah, different to that. Like Bali, you kind of expect to be dirty, and it's actually
True. Yeah.
so Bali's like not that dirty. Like you don't see rubbish everywhere. Like this was like packets of chips and like just gross stuff just flying around.
Yeah, right.
But
'Cause
then there was part. I think we stayed in a dodgy area
Yeah,
because
right.
then obviously there was parts that were really beautiful, like the canals and all the flowers on the fences. And oh my God, the bikes! Everyone, no one drives a car there. They all ride bikes.
Well, yeah, is there many cars on the road?
Not really, just all bikes, and bikes, they will run you over. Like if
Really?
you are standing in the bike lane, they get so shitty.
Did you go on a gondola? Was
I
that it?
did, that was in Venice. We went in Amsterdam, we went on like a little paddle boat and you had to paddle.
Yeah.
Thank God I was with two fit chicks because it was actually really hard.
Oh my God. Sorry. Is it true that the gondolas, they don't actually sing?
No, they don't. They don't sing. No, so we had a competition with all of our other Kentucky people. To try and get our gondola person to sing, and we got ours to sing. I think we were the only one that did.
Was he any good or was he shit ass?
Oh, it was all right. He was singing in Italian, so I don't even know what he was singing, but I think we had to pay him to make him sing.
Really?
Yeah, I think
Oh my
so.
God.
Switzerland was cool though. Went to the snow there.
Yeah, that looks sick.
Yeah, and we did like the treetop things where
Oh yeah.
you're like on a zip line and you fly from tree to tree, which I was really scared at the start, but I loved it.
Yeah, that would have been sick. Yeah, you've done heaps of travel, which is really good.
I have. I've been to Bali, Thailand. I went to New Zealand when I was like 9, but I don't really remember
Yeah.
it. But
We
yeah.
booked a trip to Bali.
We have. I can't wait. In
Real ran
August.
yeah, random time of the year, so not too far, not too long away actually. But I'm
Yeah.
stoked. Can't wait to go back to
Oh my
Bali.
God, I can't wait either.
If we get there.
We'll get there.
Hand, foot and mouth or whatever it's called.
Yeah, I know, but we'll get there. She'll be fine.
Hopefully it's fine.
So, people have actually written in some questions.
They have, yeah. So we've started to put up like some Q&A stuff on our Instagram, and we just compile a few questions off everyone, and we thought we'd just go through them.
Sorry, someone has asked this question for Leighton. Best sledge you have copped in the SCA?
Which is Shepparton Cricket Association. Oh, the best sledge. I really don't know. There's all your token ones that you get, but I can't pinpoint an actual like the best sledge. And I thought, oh, geez, that's all right. But people listening, a sledge is like in cricket, you might be batting, so you're the batsman, and then someone from the field might say something to you, and like.
It's to try and intimidate you, isn't it?
Well, yeah, or just, yeah, basically, we'll just get into you. But I think when we first met, you didn't realize that that happened. You thought the cricket was just played in silence.
Well, not in silence, but I didn't. Like, to me, sledging, like, I would never sledge someone. Like, I would never go out there and be like, you suck, or, say bad things to someone. So I
People
just,
do.
yeah, apparently it's a full thing. And I remember when Leighton told me about it. There's two ways this story goes. I tell it one way, and Leighton thinks I'm telling it
Yeah,
wrong.
you're lying.
But this is how I remember the story.
Okay.
Leighton was telling me about sledging and how people like say really mean things. And I was like, what the hell? And he's like, yeah, some people are so brutal. I was like, really? And he's like, yeah, happens all the time. Like they're just trying to intimidate you and get in your head. And so you're nervous and play a shit shot. Is that what you
Yep,
say?
that's right. You're all over it.
And I was like, oh, well, what do you say when you have to sledge? Like, what do you say to people? And he said to me, oh, you shit, bruh.
See, that is just
Not even.
absolute
Well,
shit.
what's your version of the
I
story?
said to you that day, I said, no, I've stuffed up today. I was playing cricket and I said to this bloke, you shit, bruh. But I didn't mean to say it out loud. It just come out of my mouth. And even I think Cozzy next to me just turned around and was like, what?
If someone had said that to me, I would have just laughed
I
at
should have
them.
like punched myself in the head, to be honest. That's
Oh,
how bad that like. Well, man, he should have laughed at me. I can't even remember who it was against, but that's a weak moment of mine, actually.
what do you reckon the worst one you've ever copped though? Like,
Oh, I don't know, some big brutal ones. You probably can't say it like on here.
yeah.
They talk about family members, like everything. Yeah, full on. SCA was pretty bad too. Probably worse than where we are now in Geelong.
Didn't you say people threatened to kill you or something?
Oh yeah, bowling. Like if they're like, oh, hit you in the head, I'm gonna try and kill you and stuff like which is it's pretty funny. No, it was not, but it is at the same time.
I remember at your, I don't even think it was your grand final. I think it was just a game where I came and watched and you were versing East Belmont and Jordan Rossi came out.
Yes.
And you could hear the sledging from where I was sitting. Like I could hear clearly what everyone was yelling out to him. And I was sitting with his girlfriend, so that made it even funnier because a lot of them were about her.
It was, no, not in a bad way though.
No, not in a bad way.
No, it was just sort of like, it's funny. Good old Jordan muscles. Absolutely. Actually, man, having a hit with Jordan, which has been good. Anyway, side note. Anyway, we've got another Q&A. Someone else has written in and said, why did you start a podcast? So we sort of talked about that at the start.
We've pretty much answered that one already, I guess.
I'll try and sum it up pretty quick. We sort of started the podcast as in to both get our brand out there and then just something on the side, something we thought that we might enjoy doing. And I think that we have enjoyed doing it. It's just like that we didn't realize it was going to take such a long time.
Yeah, it takes like, so lots much of time.
Effort to go into it. But it is good to see that like they are starting to pay off and like people are buying our stuff from listening to our podcast. Like, our discount codes are working. And like you often like talk to people and they're like, oh, yeah, that was funny. We heard that on the podcast. Or,
yeah, it's amazing. Like I forget sometimes that we've made a podcast. And people say, oh, I didn't realize that you got ripped off at the start and stuff like that. And I'm like, how'd you know that? And they're like, oh, the podcast. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah. And then I was actually on someone's Spotify the other day. I forget who it was, picking a song. And I looked at like, and up the top where you can see what's been searched, I said, the drug stop. And I was like, oh.
That's us.
That's pretty cool. Like,
it is pretty
cool. I was like, yeah, that's mad us. But yeah, long story short, that's sort of why we started it.
And then we've got another question here saying, do you have any new gear coming out? And we do. We have, so we're actually getting low on stock at the moment, but we've got more coming soon. And we're going to have electric gloves, they're going to be called, the electric range. So,
yeah, it's going to be like a baby, not a baby blue, but like a lighter blue color.
Yeah, like an electric blue.
An electric blue, yeah.
Yeah, so, we're going to have matching stickers too.
Matching stickers, gloves.
So the gloves will be white, but they'll have like electric blue, same as our platinum gloves.
Yep. Yeah, and I'm cool for that. It's always good, like getting new kit as well.
We're actually thinking too of Sunday doing a little stall at the Belmont Market.
Yeah, which is
just to get our brand out there a bit more.
Really don't know how that's going to go.
It probably like even if it doesn't go well, at least it kind of gets our brand out there a bit. And
suppose if we sell one set of gloves,
there'd be something pretty niche at the market.
Yeah, there'd be some random stuff there. Oh yeah, I just don't know. Yeah,
worth a try.
Definitely worth a try.
If it doesn't work, we don't have to do it again.
I wonder if anyone on that's listening has done a stall at the Belmont Market.
So many people have. Heaps of my friends have sold clothes there before. Like what, just,
used clothes?
Yeah. I think the market would be a good idea.
Yeah, the market probably would be a good idea.
Although we were thinking about it last night and obviously
You have to bring like a marquee and
you can hire a table, but we've got our own like trestle table. So we could just use that. But I was thinking we probably have to have an inside stall because if it rains and the cricket bats
gets wet. And often there's rain in Geelong.
Rains so much in Geelong.
It does. But, yeah, true. How much does it set up in the market?
$20. That's it.
That's cheap.
Yeah.
Well, I guess if anyone actually has set up a market at Belmont.
Like a stall, yeah.
It'd be unreal to hear from you because we've obviously got no idea what we're doing. And we've done some weird stuff. Like
that time we went down to the Oval.
When we first sort of got our cricket gear, it
was a year ago, like probably 3 weeks a year ago. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, I messaged Whit and I said, oh, there's some winter cricket down at South Barwon. Anyway, packed the car up. We packed the car up with cricket pads and some cricket gloves and a few bats, and we went down and watched the winter cricket. Anyway, we took Merv down, actually, and we had the boot open.
Merv's our dog, if no one
Merv's,
knows.
Yeah, Merv's our dog. We had the boot open with, like, cricket gear in it and all that, and, like, everyone's sort of looking at it, but they wouldn't come over.
Yeah.
They want to come over. Like, oh, God, here we go. This is embarrassing.
I was so embarrassed. Layton said, let's take some cricket gear down to the Oval and sit there with it. I was like, that is so embarrassing.
Yeah. And we took Merv. So
but
Merv,
now I just don't care. Like,
Merv's there. And anyway, Whitney takes him for a walk. And then everyone starts coming over. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I'm like, what? And
so then I came back because I was like, oh, Leighton must need help.
And Merv comes back with, or Wick comes back with Merv. And then they also want to take off again. I'm like, what the hell is going on here? Anyway, then Whitney goes again with Merv. And then they come back. And I'm like, it's got to be Merv or it's Whitney. But then they sort of stayed around when they came around last time. And then they're like, oh, no one's coming over because of your dog.
They're scared.
And they were scared of the dog. And I was like, oh, God.
So we just laughed. If anyone's ever seen Merv, he's the smiley. He's a golden retriever. And he just sits there and smiles with his tongue out.
Yeah, he's not the brightest of dogs. But, yeah, so then Whitney had to leave with Merv. So I had to, like, just talk to all these people about this creek gear. And anyway, we're about, like, literally about to sell. Like, there was five people there about to buy all this stuff.
Yeah, and one wanted a bat.
We're like, how good is this? And then a fight started out in the oval. And then they all had to run out there and, like, defuse the situation.
And then it started raining. So then we had to pack up and go.
No, and then the cops turned up, remember?
Yeah.
It was the middle of COVID. So then the cops turned up, and then we had to, put all our shit quickly in the car and then drive off, like.
Shut up shop.
Like, we'd go on for a walk. Like, you know, you could do the 5K radius thing.
Oh, yeah, we weren't supposed to be there.
No, and then the cops, like.
No.
Yeah.
How were they playing cricket?
Then the cops told them they weren't allowed to play cricket.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because you weren't allowed to play, like, sport. And then we're like, oh, my God. So we're down there for, like, what, an hour and a half.
Yeah.
We've been there for ages.
Yeah,
it
we had to, like.
Raining and it was freezing.
It was so cold.
But it was pretty funny. So I feel like the Belmont Market will probably be easier than that.
Merv's caused us so much trouble. Like, what's he done? How many times has he bloody run off?
Who, Merv?
Yeah.
What about that day? Have we talked about that?
What?
That day that I went for a hit with Jordan?
No, we haven't.
So me and Jordan Rossi went for a hit of cricket, and Whitney's taken Merv for a walk. And
I had him on a really long lead. I think
like
it was
30
like
meters.
Yeah, 30 meters.
Because he's so bad off lead, and he's still a pup. But like,
yeah, he was young. He was only like 8 months old at the time or whatever. So I was like, oh, we're at the Oval. I was like, I'll walk him around while you're having a hit. And it was winter and it was cold, and then we were in lockdown again. And I was just trying to get out of the house, do something with him. And I'm throwing his toy, and he's chasing after his toy. And then I threw it.
But you threw it further than 30 meters.
Yeah, and didn't realize.
So Merv started next to Whitney, sprinted off, and like, it's wet as this ground. Like, it does not dry out. And he's obviously, like, full head of steam, past the 30 meters, and Whitney, like, just holding on to, like, the rope. And he's, like, taken off. He's pulled me over. And Whitney's done like a little Superman, landed on her grey trackies on, landed on like her knees, her whole of her front of pants are wet.
And then
Merv kept running. Whitney sort of like fallen over with the rope.
Burned my hand.
And then she's landed on her bum. So now everything's wet. And then
I'd let go of him at this stage. He's just running off. The toy, didn't even stop at the toy, and just kept running.
And then he kept running. And like, if you've seen Forrest Gump, where Forrest Gump's like running down, like the, you know, that's how Whitney was running to try and find Merv. And she's like,
high arms, high knees,
like that,
drenched trackies, bleeding hair.
Like, and then she got over, and it was my fault that she'd thrown the toy further than 30 meters, so Merv had knocked her over.
A crack of shit, so I was like, I'm going home.
So she took my car home, and then I had to get a lift with Jordan.
Oh, what? I was drenched. My knickers were even wet. That's how wet this ground was. Like, I fully just landed
soaked.
In a puddle.
It was soaked.
Oh.
But he has course. He's a unit, that bloke, isn't he, Mervin?
Yeah, he's funny. I love him.
Yeah, he's not even pop a phone.
Remember that time he did a shit nose?
Oh, my God. You took him down the Torquay to the dog beach?
Yeah, the dog beach, yeah.
And there was all these, like, kids playing in the water. Like, it was packed. So he's off lead, and he's like...
He's gotten a bit older by now, and he comes back to his name a bit more.
A little bit, when he wants to. And anyway, he's thought it'd be a good idea to pop a squat, like,
in the ocean.
Basically.
In the waves.
Yeah, in the waves. So anyway, and, like, he does some big, big poos.
Yeah, they're like a human poo.
Bigger. And anyway, so he's dropped this log... in the ocean.
Well, I've tried to pick it up with the poo bag.
So it's like floating. Whitney's like trying to reach and grab it.
A wave comes and smashes the poo as I'm trying to grab it. So the poo just breaks up into pieces.
Massive.
And I was like,
there's just shit everywhere.
Yeah, shit everywhere. And I was like, well, I can't pick that up now. Like, it's a million little pieces.
And then these two kids
come running from behind me.
Decided it was a good idea to play exactly where Merv done shit. So they're literally
swimming in Merv's shit.
Swimming in Merv's shit.
I was trying to pick it up. It like shattered into a million pieces of poo. And these kids come running from behind me, in front of me, into the waves. And I was like, oh my God, they're in Merv's shit.
Or what about that day at the beach that he stole that bloke's hat?
Oh my God, yes. We had him off lead again, and this guy was like sunbaking or whatever, and Merv just come flying past him, picked up his hat, and kept running.
And then it was a Richmond hat, I'll never forget it. And I had like my Bali footy shorts on it with the Geelong cat. I don't know if it's Geelong, but they were just Geelong footy shorts.
Yeah.
And he come up, I'm like, oh, sorry, mate, I'll get your hat back. So he got his hat back, and he comes up to me and goes, typical Geelong supporter, and walked off. I was
he was shitty.
Far out, mate. You're having a bad day, are you?
Speaking of footy, how's Melbourne going? The D's.
The D's, we're back. It's, yeah, the lid's off, I reckon. I reckon the Premiership Cup's coming home again. Yeah.
You reckon?
Yeah, I reckon. What about your Hawks?
Oh, I don't go for Hawks anymore, remember?
Who do you go for now?
Apparently, I go for the D's now.
You have to go for Melbourne. That's the only team you're allowed to go for.
Leighton said that if we ever want to get married, I've got to convert to the D's.
Yep, that's fair enough. I'm not a massive D supporter, but, like, it's better than Hawthorn.
To be honest, I don't know any Hawthorn players anymore because all I hear on TV is Petrarca.
Oh, yes, you love Petrarca.
Yeah, like his name gets yelled out that much.
It does. It
gets
definitely
stuck
does.
In my head.
Oh.
That was the other night, my dream. I had a random dream that I was at a party with, who was it? Jack
Ginnivan.
How weird is that?
That is very
doesn't
weird.
Doesn't even play for Melbourne.
No.
So weird. He pops up on my TikTok all the time. He's and we're at a party together. Random.
Was he partying on? He looks like he party on.
Well, I don't know. I kind of like woke up pretty quick, but
that's fair.
I was on the hunt to go find some drinks. So I know that.
That's so random.
I know, it was the randomest dream ever.
Oh.
Always have weird dreams.
How's work going?
Yeah, good.
Good. Busy.
Is busy. I feel like I haven't been there for a while though, because this was my weekend off. So I haven't been there since Friday, and it's now Monday. So.
And you have Mondays off every
I
week.
I do. Yep. So not back till tomorrow.
I think you probably have the best work roster ever.
Yeah, it's great.
It is really good.
Yeah, I do two late nights though. Some people don't want doesn't clients come in. They always are like, "Oh, that's such a big day. That would suck." I'm like, I actually don't mind it though because I get the weekend.
You know, the rest, the next 5 days is just unreal.
Yeah. I went back to Echuca on the weekend.
That's true.
Visited my dad. He's been a bit sick.
He has, yes.
So it was actually nice to have the weekend off and go see him, but yeah.
Actually, talking about going way back, talking about the peak and pit, I've got a massive pit. Not from today.
What from?
But our house.
Oh, yeah, that is a big pit.
Massive pit.
Yeah, we got some bad news the other day. Do you want to say it or do you want me to say it?
It's not that bad. We're acting like we get someone, the house is blown up. We don't even have a house. No, we just did our bloody land has been pushed back for like, what, 9 months?
Yeah, pretty much.
10 months, which sucks.
It does suck. So we thought that, well, I thought we would be having Christmas in our house next year, in our new house, but.
That was never going to be the case.
No, it so would have been.
Okay.
It so would have been Christmas, December 2023.
Maybe. Everything's delayed though, isn't it? Winter.
Yeah, but, you know, initially I thought we'd be in the house by June 2023.
True.
And then you just told me that was ridiculous. So I just decided, okay, well, we'll be in the house by Christmas, but looks like we won't be in the house until 2024 now.
I don't know, which puts a damper on things, but we might be able to go do something.
Yep. Might be able to get back to Europe.
Get back to Europe. That'd be nice.
Or it could just delay getting back to Europe. Who knows?
True. Or go to Darwin or something like that.
We can go visit Amy and Jordan.
No, we could go live in Darwin for a bit. No, that's cool. Anything else you'd like to talk about?
No, anyone I reckon that's about it. Wrap it up.
Cool. So we're hoping to get another couple of guests on in the upcoming weeks.
Yep.
We'd really like to know who you would like to hear from. We've sort of got a rough idea. We probably might try and get another sport one, and we'll try and get a little business owner one.
Yeah, that'd be good.
So if you've got anyone else you know that you could point in our direction,
hit us up.
I'm pretty open to talking about anything with anyone.
Yeah, anything. We're off limits.
Off limits. We will talk about anything.
Yeah.
So, and if you desperately want to hear about, oh, we, wait one, a couple shout outs.
Oh, yes. They're probably not going to hear. They're probably tuned out by now. But
probably tuned out.
We had some shout outs. We were at a fire on the weekend and some little kids came up to us. Jesus. Sorry.
Oh, are you dying on me?
Oh, my God. I don't know what's happened there. It was Lila, Albie, and Oscar.
So massive shout out to the crew. Massive
shout out to them. G'day, young guys. Listeners,
even though they think the podcast is boring.
They think it's boring, but apparently they listen to it. And we did tell them that we'd give them a shout out. Sorry, at the end.
No, but that means they have to listen to the whole lot.
They do. I'll have to text them and tell them.
Right.
We'll text their mum.
Text their mum, yes. Okay, cool. Unreal. So thanks, Whit, again. That was really good.
No worries. Thank you. Don't forget, podcast 10.
Podcast 10, yes. Chuck it in. Preseason is coming up. I actually need some new gloves as well.
Well, lucky you're in a cricket business.
That's fair. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Hope you've enjoyed and enjoy the rest of your week.
See you guys.
Bye.